From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The law named after a Miami cyclist who died when he was hit on the Rickenbacker Causeway in 2012 goes into effect July 1st. The Aaron Cohen Law stiffens penalties for drivers who leave the scene of an accident. It comes as Miami police want to take a closer look at safety during the monthly critical mass bike ride, as Costanzo Gallardo reports.
Ken Moreski bikes all around Miami-Dade County on a regular basis. He attends almost every critical mass event because
it's the one time that I can ride down the roads in Miami without fearing for my life.
Moreski went to a news conference held by the Miami City Police about controlling critical mass riders. He thinks the police are forgetting the core mission of the event.
Roads are unsafe and that I put my life in my hands every time I get on my bike. He's victimizing the victims and saying, you need to do this.
Miami Police Chief Manuel Orosa thinks otherwise.
I want to put it out there for the people that ride critical mass. You need to ride safely. If you think this is a sanctioned event by the city or the police department, you're mistaken.
Orosa says critical mass has become a critical mess, and it needs to reorganize itself to make the roads safe for riders and drivers.
What I don't want is an incident of road rage.
The police chief says officers may or may not attend the next critical mass event this Friday. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Peter?